personal surroundings are hugely important. So I don't just mean that from the space that I'm physically in. I mean that also from the people that I surround myself with. So I truly believe we are a product of our surroundings.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is great to have you with me. Well, one of the most powerful ways to start a new business is by finding what's missing in the market and providing a solution. And so Katya Kempa did just that when she founded Vivica, what is now the largest online platform for coaches and consultants in the world. Envision an online marketplace where people and businesses can find the coach or consultant that meets their exact needs. And it provides the coach or consultant with technology for billing, record keeping, and client management. This is not an ad, okay? I know it may sound that way. But what I find fascinating about what Katya did is that she transformed a fragmented and unregulated industry, right? Coaches and consultants, including me, there's no process that you go through. Yes, of course, there are certifications and so forth, but almost anyone could step up and say, hey, I'm a coach or consultant with little or no experience. And so what she has done is provided an online platform to be able to provide checks on these individuals and allow a more globally accessible marketplace for everyone. So if you're a business owner, you can go to Vivica and find coaches and consultants for the things that you need. And that is a great, great solution because otherwise it's just like you're searching on the internet. You don't know who these people are, if they have some sort of true background. And so anyway, if you're a coach or consultant, I think you'll be very interested in what Katya has created. And if you're an entrepreneur in the making or already running a business, I want to challenge you to listen to our conversation and ask this question. How can I create a product or service that provides a solution to something that's missing in my market? Let me say that again. How can I provide a product or service that provides a solution to something that's missing in my market? All right. Listen to this conversation through that lens, and I think that it may open your eyes to some creative possibilities in your own
and the
business
market and the market
that you're operating in. Now, by the way, if you enjoy the Inspiration Rising podcast,
there are two ways that you can help us spread the word.
Right? The first is leave a review on the Apple Podcast app. If you listen on the Apple Podcast app, open it up, search for Inspiration Rising in your subscription feed, and then click a review.
That's a great way to help others find out about the show. The second is to tell a friend.
If you know someone who is looking for inspirational content, as well as business advice, and wants to be inspired by wise female entrepreneurs and coaches, I want to encourage you to teach them. All right, hey, let's jump into my conversation with Katya Kempa.
Well, Katya, thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David. It's a true pleasure to be here today.
Yeah. So if somebody has never heard of Vivica before, and you maybe met them at a restaurant or a bar or something, and they're like, well, what is this thing? Describe it to me. How would you tell them what it's all about?
Yeah, for sure. So Vivica is the world's largest platform for trainers and coaches. We have unique search functionality so people can search the right coach in the area of expertise that they'd like to upgrade pretty much. It's for individuals and for companies.
Okay, so trainers and coaches, I get access to them because I may go, hey, I've got a need in my life, but I don't necessarily know who to turn to. And so you're saying this is a marketplace that I can go to. What kind of coaching? Are we talking about the high jump here? What are we doing here? Are we talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a wide range of coaching that we offer for both companies and individuals. And the reason why we say that is we combine both wellness and so well-being and wisdom, skill training. So a lot of companies have focused on just the skill training so far, and they've neglected the personal needs of their employees. And more, especially in these unprecedented times that we're now in, it's companies are noticing the need to train their employees and to give them access to mental support, work-life balance support, mindfulness. And individuals themselves are reaching out to either become entrepreneurs or have some support in their mental stability. Unfortunately, mental disease is at an all-time high, and people are in a lot of uncertainty. So it's a wide range of coaching, David. It's everything from if you need somebody who can support you in your relationships, somebody who can support you with your mindfulness, somebody who can support you with your work-life balance, the executive and leadership training, forming teams and communication. So it's the whole range.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you use those words coaching and then training. Do you kind of separate those two in terms of your thinking about the content, or do you use those interchangeably?
The answer is yes to both of those questions. We do use the terms interchangeably, and companies do as well. For companies, we refer to trainers. Not all companies want to refer to coaches. And that's also a reason why we started Viveka. I think the coaching industry, because it's unregulated, so people are still tapping into trusting it 100%. That's really what we do, what we want to help with Viveka.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned this, but I'd like to go a little bit more in depth. Like, what did you see that was missing in the marketplace? Because I know you've been involved in a lot of things in terms of business and corporate, but like, what was missing? And I assume that's the reason why you started Viveka.
Yeah, what was missing was trust and transparency, a real overview. What we had in the market was a huge demand, and now even more so. And we also had a huge supply of trainers and coaches, but the trusted connection between the two was missing. So companies or individuals were looking for people, individuals were on Instagram, but they don't really have a trusted governing body that independently rates, vets, and gives them a structure to find the right person and compare side by side for the needs that they need. So that was missing.
Mm-hmm. And so if I am a business, either owner or executive, and I'm looking for some training or coaching for my team, I go to Viveka. What do I do? What's my first step? What can I expect?
Yeah. So the first step is go to the website. If you're an individual, you can pretty much self-serve. You can put in the area of expertise that you're looking for. Let's say you're wanting to develop your leadership skills. So you would type in leadership training coaches, and would put out a list that's a proximity based. You can search by your price range. You can search by the various ratings and feedback that other people gave. And then you can jump on a connection call to basically see if there's some chemistry. We call it a chemistry call between you and the coach, because it needs to be a right fit. Such a personal experience. And then you can book your coach. So it's all a self fulfilling checkup process on the site, and it's all made seamless for the coach and the individual. Companies, it's a bit more of a process. We assess with companies, we jump on a call, we give them a demo, we look at what are their demands in their company, what are they currently struggling with, what are their goals, what's the budget, and who do they want to make these coaching opportunities available, and are they just focusing on, let's say, skill training like marketing and sales, or do they also want to offer what we highly recommend to their employees, some more personal development. So we have an assessment for companies, an evaluation, and then we recommend a curriculum, and then we set up their plug and play learning and development solution for them. So it's a larger process.
Right, I'm hearing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How would you say that Viveka works in a world where you know, so much of the coaching industry is built on the know, like, and trust. Like, I'm going to build this following via email or social media to develop a relationship that might take weeks, months, years before somebody might want to purchase, you know, whether it's a program or a course or one-on-one coaching, group coaching. How does that compare to I log in, I see, you know, are people really ready to buy when they log in on Vivica? You know what I mean? You feel the difference between those two experiences?
Of course, of course. And you're absolutely right, David. I think it's a natural evolution of the industry, though. So in the past, let's, for example, compare it with Airbnb. In the past, you stayed somewhere based on a recommendation of a hotel or we're talking 15 years back, if you can still remember, before we had Expedia and all these aggregators that helped you form your opinion, helped you choose the right service for you. You would go to a place that you knew, or you'd look it up online, somebody else recommended and so on. And over time, now we have these aggregators. Now we have Airbnb, for example, that allows you to search the right provider, gives you insurance, gives you all these additional guarantees, and gives you peer-to-peer feedback. So Vivica is very similar in that process, that it is a natural evolution of the industry. I think now that more and more demand is coming in, the industry also needs to evolve in that sense. Nevertheless, of course, personal development, coaching, training is such a personal experience. So in order to make that safe for people, that's why we do offer the vettings, the ratings, the personal interaction, that hopping on the call. What is your demand? What do you need? And why we have different coaching tiers as well. So it is a natural evolution. And nevertheless, we're constantly working on how can we improve this to make the search and match even more relevant.
Mm-hmm. So what was the process of starting the company? This is a big endeavor. And I know you've got a lot of accolades in terms of your background. Like, how did you come up with the idea? Was this your own idea? Walk me through a bit of the process. We've got a lot of people that are listening that, you know, have hopes and dreams of either starting their own business or they're in the process of starting. But take us through that journey a little bit as a founder.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as a big endeavor to having a big vision, making transformational learning available to billions of people. It is a big endeavor. How did we start? We put one step in front of each other day by day. There were learning experiences. There were face plants. There was, you know, and then there's resilience. So Vivica was founded in 2017, 3 years ago. And I started as a sole entrepreneur, female entrepreneur in Australia, Sydney. Back then, there weren't too many market players in the industry. It's a hot industry, so more and more competitors are coming in. I think one of the biggest takeaways, or what I'd like to leave the audience was resilience and just. Having the end goal in mind, but being okay where you are right now and attracting the right people. So from a financial point of view, raising capital, especially now, isn't the easiest thing to do, but we didn't shy away from utilizing debt or personal savings. So that's from a financial point of view, how we started the company, mm-hmm. and then raised capital as well to support the process. Connected with industry leaders, ambassadors that would support us as well. We've got some great supporters in the coaching and personal development industry. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we did was utilize not even employees, contractors, outsourcing globally. So I think one of the biggest advantages that entrepreneurs nowadays have is they're not tied to employees, number one.
Right.
Number two, tied to people that are within the proximity of the next 50 miles. So our IT team is based in Sri Lanka. It's not only a financial decision that we have them, but it's also we have some of the world's best programmers over there. Some of our administration staff that's in the Philippines. We have virtual communication through our staff every day. Utilizing technology, of course. Our marketing sits here in Los Angeles and London. So there's, having a big endeavor does not necessarily mean that you're tied to financial restraint. There's so many ways to utilize or do business in a smart way nowadays.
Sure. So you started this business in London, is that correct?
In Sydney, Australia, actually.
Sydney, I apologize, Sydney.
Yeah, no problem.
So did you start just in that city connecting coaches and trainers or in the country? Because I know you're in many countries now. Like, take us through that evolution in a short 3-year time period.
Even back whilst in Sydney, I was traveling back and forth from California a lot. So we're now based in Los Angeles, headquartered here, and completely flipped the company up to the US. But back in the days, I was traveling to California 5 times a year. So we focused on the Sydney local market and Australian wider market and California. The reason being is this is where the hub of personal development is in Los Angeles and Sydney. There was a larger market, but Australia being such a smaller country, you only have 10% of what you have here in the US anyway. So it was important for us to make this step to the US and to come to California.
And now how many countries do you have coaches and trainers available?
We have over 20 countries, but we are still focused in the US. And so that's our largest market right now. So the US is our largest market, followed by Australia and the UK.
Okay. Who would you say is, if we have coaches and trainers that are listening and business owners that are listening, who would you say is like your absolute target coach, trainer that you want to have be a part of Avika? And who is the absolute, company business that you would want to take advantage of Avika's services?
Absolutely. So the coaches that we're attracting really range from all services, but especially because we do connect coaches to businesses as well, coaches who have corporate experience, who have worked in companies before, want additional placement, need further exposure, want to further develop their brand and have more clients. So those are the coaches that we really want to attract. For businesses, we're targeting businesses, especially in the fast-growing tech industry, as well as pharmaceuticals and professional services. The reason for that is that these companies, A, have a high demand for training and development internally, but normally already have identified that themselves. We don't have to come in and convince them how important their employees' well-being is in order for them to perform the best and be most productive. These are companies who are willing to invest. They normally already have a budget available for their employees. They don't know how to allocate it in a very sufficient, effective manner. So for companies, we also offer them the complete plug-and-play learning and development solution. So they can choose the employees, drag them on the platform. They can choose which coaches they want. They can allocate the budget to the employee themselves. The employee can then make the bookings. So they don't need a HR person or human resource person administering the whole process, allocating coaches or or administering budgets. And we provide them with a dashboard so they have all the performance in one view. So it's companies who want to take their employees' productivity, happiness, and performance to the next level and have an overview of that and be able to measure that.
Mm-hmm. So you were working at a law firm prior to this, starting this business. So what was it about? Had you had a transformational experience yourself in terms of personal growth and development? You know what I mean? What drove your interest in this area?
Absolutely, yes. So I've been a huge fan of the human mind ever since I can remember. I wanted to actually study psychology, David, and then I studied business instead. I thought it was more practical. I ended up working in the legal industry, as you correctly pointed out, but my passion was always in personal development. So many weekends from my early 20s were spending doing courses, doing coach trainings, being a coach myself. And friends would always say, why are you spending so much time on this? But it was my passion. It was my passion, the human psychology, the human potential fascinates me, the unlimited human potential that we actually have and how to tap into that, how to growth hack ourselves, how to evolve humanity has always been such a passion of mine. And then combining that with my career progression, I was a global strategy manager of a large law firm and then a COO of a large law firm very young. I guess that career progression was also tied to me doing so much personal development. Mm. And it also had the additional value, I guess, of giving me the credibility of being able to not only manage larger teams, but also see how to manage a business and what is necessary in order to scale and how industries are currently evolving. So it was very clear to me once I exited the corporate world that there is such a demand and there's going to be an even larger demand with the global trends that we are seeing. And I'm not even talking about COVID right now. I'm talking before that, we had, you know, AI, the fourth industrial revolution, machine learning. More and more people, more and more companies are restructuring. That there's a need. It's the level of uncertainty that and change that we're currently experiencing and at a pace that we've never experienced before really makes the demand for personal alignment for the individual, but also for companies more and more prevalent.
Mm-hmm. And with the power of video conferencing, you know, and I know we've all seen this with people now working from home globally, more so than ever, to be able to have either an individual or a group of people experiencing some sort of personal development training, but not having to be in the same room. You know what I mean? Like, it's just normalized now. Versus maybe you would have brought in a coach over video and everybody else is in the same room and kind of be like, this person's not here. This is a little weird. Now everybody's, you know, right? Decentralized.
Yeah. And so it's become the new status quo.
Yeah. Having the coach on the screen then cuts down on travel and you can now have access to coaches from all over the globe versus just one that would travel to your local area or already be in your local area.
Absolutely. And also the level of intimacy. I think, you know, rather than if you have, for example, a one-on-one coach, you can have that video call in a room of your choice. It may be in your home environment or where you know that you're undisturbed in office rather than being forced to have it in an environment where you don't feel as comfortable. And it is becoming more and more the norm. We already saw statistics going up to 60% of coaching experiences prior to COVID being virtual. So the numbers were already very high.
Wow. Already 60% from the people that the coaches and trainers that you worked with, 60% of the interactions were already online prior to COVID. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes, that's right. So that's not just the trainers that we've worked with. Those are global statistics.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what do you want to see happen with Vivica? Like you're obviously, you know, on a trajectory. I know that 3 years feels like a lifetime. It's so much work, but you know, where do you want to see the company go and grow?
You know what's funny, David? 3 years doesn't actually feel like a lifetime. It feels like it's gone
it
like
flew
this.
By
I
that
mean,
quick.
We've
really?
Done so much, but it really feels like
so much
it was
work.
Yesterday when we started. Where we want to see the company grow, we our goal is to make transformational learning and development available to billions of people. So that's us being the go-to brand when people think, where do I find a trusted coach? It's when coaches think, where do I find a new client? And it's when companies think, how do I increase my employee happiness and productivity? We want to be there for them. We want to help them and we want to be the trusted companion and expert that helps them.
Mm-hmm. The name Vivica, tell me what that means. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
Yeah, Vivica is Sanskrit. And it means discernment knowledge. So it's one of the four pillars of true enlightenment. And it means to be in true alignment with yourself so you know what your truth is. I think nowadays it's actually more important than ever before because we're so disconnected from ourselves. We are so influenced by external, be it opinions or media or news or whatever is going on. I mean, there's a lot of chaos, to be honest, and to be able to have that viveka within you, that alignment, that breath of fresh air, that you know where your true north is, that's your viveka, that you still know for yourself what is your truth, what is right for you, and what is wrong for you as well.
Mm-hmm. How do you cultivate that, like, in your own life? I'm sure you've got a lot of things going on in terms of business and personal life, and you just moved here a year ago, you know, from Australia. A lot of transition. Like, how do you personally create that viveka experience on a day-to-day level?
For me, David, personal surroundings are hugely important. So I don't just mean that from the space that I'm physically in, which is important to me, and also the location where I live. We're in beautiful Marina Del Rey, Los Angeles. I mean that also from the people that I surround myself with. So I truly believe we are a product of our surroundings. Having people, and fortunately, I have amazing networks of friends and family. But whether or not how much of that I've created through my own mindset, that is, I guess, the key. And to cultivate that mindset, it's been year-long personal development myself, but also just daily reminders, meditating in the morning, nutrition. It's a combination of what news I watch, and who you listen to, who you surround yourself, what you eat, and how you treat yourself, your body, your mind, and your soul.
Mm-hmm. There are no secrets when it comes to what you just said. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as coaches or trainers, it might be, well, the five secrets. Okay, that's just packaging and marketing, because there are no secrets.
Yes.
It's what you think about, what you put into your ears and eyes, what you put into your mouth, and how you move your body.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, that's it.
That's true. It's so simple, David. And yet,
so hard.
It can be hard for so many people.
Yes. Yeah.
We all know it.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. It does get way more complex in terms of, you know, for on an individual level, it's pretty simple. But in terms of the complexities, once you start having multiple people in a room, I think about a business and growing a business, consulting a business, coaching a business, that is not as simple, because you've got multiple people that have intentions and backgrounds and life stories, and the difference between language, something I say means something different than what, you know, you hear it to be. That becomes very complex. But in terms of us as individuals, it is much more simple than I think we make it out to be. How we think, what we eat, and how we move.
Absolutely. Yeah. And who we surround ourselves with. And I think you touched on a really great point, David. Teams, like that's also, we've been so good in cultivating a culture at viveka internally with the people that we work with. I count my blessings every day. It is very important for a business owner to have a team that you can not only rely on from a skills and performance point of view, but also on a personal level, that they're trusted and loyal and believe in the vision, especially as a founder. It was so easy for me, David, to lead staff or have management, because the motivation is job security and their income.
Right.
But as a startup, you need to motivate your people in a very complete or different way. Sometimes that level of money isn't available, that you'd pay a very good tech specialist. And it is one of the key learnings that it's so important to be connected to your why, so you can, with that why, motivate your team and surround yourself with the people that you work with on a daily basis. I mean, we always say it's so important to have friends and family that you have good relationships with, but we spend most of our time, let's be real, with our work colleagues.
Right.
So, right. So that was a huge learning for me as well, to go after the people that are the best.
Mm-hmm. One of the last questions that I want to ask you is in regard to being a female entrepreneur or startup, you know, in this context. I know you've won a number of contests and competitions in terms of pitching, and, you know, you've had funding and so forth. Have you found, and there's no right or wrong answer here, I'm just curious, yeah. You know, like, have you found that there have been some unique challenges as a female, or have you found, nope, I'm doing good. I'm blazing through. Life and business are good for me. It doesn't, you know, I don't even think about that. I don't know. Help me see that from your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. The answer is yes, hands down, 100%. There have been challenges, but there's also been a lot of additional opportunities as a female. So I think we're in most situations where there's pros and cons to everything. Mm-hmm. So human beings will naturally judge. Being a female that is young or attractive or has an accent or is foreign, there's so many components and so many variables that you could judge me on. And I'm sure we just do. It's just within our innate nature to judge people. We do it all the time. We do it for people's heritage and all sorts of things. Whether or not that's right or wrong, it's human. It really is. And so there's been some unique opportunities, but also some unique challenges. I guess one of the most common stigmas is female tech doesn't know anything about it. It's just, or a sole female founder won't have the strength and resilience to hustle and pull it through. Or the level of intelligence is questioned if you're charismatic and good looking. I mean, there's endless opportunities to judge somebody. But all in all, I must say it's been an advantage. I don't know it any other way, David.
Of course.
I don't know how big it would be had I been a man, but it's been an advantage, and so many people, so many organizations, so many institutions really want to support female founders and in tech. So there's whole list of support systems out there. So whether or not that's an advantage or not, it's hard for me to say, but there's definitely been unique challenges.
Sure. But all of those opportunities have been a great thing to help you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Okay. So vivica.world is the URL.
That's right.
And so we want to point people toward that. And of course, we'll link to all your social media accounts in the show notes so people can swipe up and go to vivica.world. So if you're listening and you are a coach, a trainer, or an individual who would like support, coach or trainer who would like to offer support, or an individual who needs support and training, or a company who is in need support or of training, vivica.world is a great next step. So Katya, it's been good to be with you. I'm excited for you. So it's great things. You're just getting started.
Yeah, we're always just getting started. I think that's the beauty about being an entrepreneur. It's every single day. So David, it's been a true pleasure to be on your show and be with your viewers and listeners. Thank you so much. And thank you what you do for the whole entrepreneurial and business community. It's great to listen to your content.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.